Hey, Kylie, what do we do for the first week of football every year? It's like family tradition.
Head on over to Flamin' Joe's.
We do, don't we?
Football.
Football. They have football every week, not just first week, but we've made it our tradition to go first week. And, coincidentally, they sponsor this podcast.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. 26 flavors of wings, 22 flavors of beer. Can't go wrong.
Not at all.
Unfortunately, fall is coming, and as a delivery driver, I don't like that.
No.
But on the plus side...
Football.
Football. Motherfucking football. Vikings. They're going this year.
Are they?
Yeah, with Teddy Bridgewater and shit.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck the rest of y'all's teams. Especially the Seahawks.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Them are fighting words.
Fuck Andrew Starkey. Again, brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Football.
Football.
Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 22.
Oh my god. This is the NPR podcast, and we're gonna do a little slow jam for you guys.
Today we talk about...
Star Wars?
Well, yeah, we continue our Star Wars
conversation.
Robert, get back here, please.
Robert is leaving the podcast.
We are now missing
which
our fourth
member. Which is kind of disappointing. I mean, we kind of expect a lot out of our podcast members, and... Just to go along with the joke.
Whoa, guys.
He does not want to be a part of this.
We got to calm down.
Calm down. You're a little bit too heavy for
everybody. We discussed some monster trucks. Let's do a little monster trucks.
Oh, yeah, we did discuss monster trucks. That was very...
Monster trucks.
Talk about music.
Sunday.
Very enlightening.
We are recording on Sunday. This will probably be dropped on a Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah. I've changed it to Monday because sometimes I don't get it done Saturday.
Being an adult, that's
responsible. Very responsible.
I have children.
There's not enough beer in the world.
And on that note, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Fuck you, game on.
On the last episode of Why Do We Hang Out, then a Mick play shit in here that goes, oh, we're talking about Star Wars. Zoinks! I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you kids.
That's our Scooby-Doo ending.
Yeah.
How you totally dropped the ball on that is a terrible friend maneuver. Yeah, I hate that the three of us totally just ganged up on you. You're our Saigon whore. Welcome to Vietnam. Nothing else? No, we're good.
No, you're right?
Yeah. Alright. With that mental language, that was rude.
Yeah.
I heard you just cuss us all out with a big fuck you, and that was rude.
I'm upset with you, Robert.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be cleaning up your mouth.
And we mentally heard you scream fuck you, and that's really disappointing as a friend. You're trying to set a better example, and you're trying to hang out with your lady. I know you're trying,
but
if he had three arms,
he would flip all of us off.
It wouldn't do anything.
We're just...
But I got a beer in my hand.
Yeah, but we're disappointed.
Oh, of course you're disappointed.
You know what? Don't like your tone.
But I'm not disappointed. I didn't really expect much else. So.
That made that perfect.
Delicious. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
That's great.
Rarely do you have to deal with all three of us being assholes. That doesn't even happen.
No, it doesn't.
Those aren't things that should ever
happen.
Not unless
you're a church lady and we...
So you and a church lady are the...
Well, isn't that just nice?
I wish she was like Dana Carver, church lady. She was more like, why don't you want to go to heaven? We're like, because we don't.
It seems boring.
It does, though.
I can't play the harp.
What the fuck just happened?
Lots of things.
Yeah.
The earth rotated that much more.
Yeah.
Drink up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm drinking.
You'll need a beer after that one. That was borderline oral rape right there.
All right. That's glory hole status.
Okay, yeah. So oral with an O or oral with an A?
A.
Like ear pussies.
Ooh.
Oh. Only because you were doing that.
Get you that away from your mouth. You saw, my goodness. All right. That goes in my computer. So on the last episode, we were talking about Star Wars. I forgot what we were arguing about to continue into, even though we did like 10
seconds. Well, okay, so I wanted to mention like the whole Boba Fett thing.
Oh, yeah, and Chris was like,
I don't hate Boba Fett.
He's just underrated.
He's overrated. And overrated.
He's got 12 minutes of screen time.
He's an overrated character. Like,
so do you think he would have more screen time and then he would be perfect, or would he have less screen time?
Do you need a backstory?
When your argument is...
No, that was
Justin's favorite argument towards the character is you need to read the books. But we're going with society has seen of Boba Fett. When we go 90% of Boba Fett,
that people know. Our society doesn't read.
Because they're stupid.
I don't know.
But
send your letters to Chris.
You know you're all dumb. If you don't read, you're dumb, and I don't care. Don't. It's not an argument. Anytime anyone ever says, but reading is dumb, you're what's wrong with the world.
Chris,
put a brick in your mouth and bite down hard.
Reading is dumb.
I hate you.
That's just cheesy bread and rant.
Wait a second.
We know a guy who's like reading is stupid, and I'm like, well, if you could read, that might help you out. Don't say things.
Tell the story of cheesy bread.
No. Yeah. We gotta stay on topic.
No,
on this
we
one.
Don't. This one has
stay on topic.
Come out.
We're doing after cheesy bread.
We've already told cheesy bread.
Yeah.
We've done cheesy bread.
Do you remember cheesy bread?
I do remember cheesy bread.
Yeah. Okay, see, we've told cheesy bread.
Two pitchers of water, and he threw them both.
Yep. He doesn't get that your body don't like it.
Model says that.
It's one of those fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice, you're a goddamn idiot. But no, like, if Boba Fett had more than the argument of read the books, like, of course, if you read a book version of anything,
especially
in a movie, you're going to get more descriptive.
It's more
but in terms of the movies.
There was a spider, it said some bounty hunter. And,
yeah, like
and then there was a rat who would bring in
and then there was the one who looked like a giant, like, coat hanger with a gun. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, that's a bounty hunter. It's just a guy standing next to Boba Fett, so you all assume they're all other fucking bounty hunters. Like, I could have walked up and been like, oh, we're just holding guns? All right. And I'd have been like, oh, there's the black bounty hunter. Uh-huh. He probably dies first.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're not
you know, like,
you can get shot by a stormtrooper.
I could stop the way that I get shot by a stormtrooper. Yep. That's how it happened.
Get down on the ground, son! Quit resisting this.
Bring a little space crack. They go, space crack!
Space crack!
And then go, how you doing down there, boy?
And Dave Chappelle's like...
Dave is blind Dave Chappelle clone as Clayton Bixby. Yeah.
I love Clayton Bixby so much, dude.
Fuck yes.
But I feel that, I don't know, he's overrated. Everybody loves Boba Fett. But when I would argue the only real badass character out of the entire series would be Princess Leia. She has the highest body count.
Okay.
She kills the fucking Don Juan for, like I was saying last time, the Don Juan of the whole fucking universe. It goes like... Palpatine, who's, you know, weird child touchy creepiness.
Yeah.
His little disciples, like the Red Guard that Justin likes because they have their anti-lightsaber stick.
They are pretty cool.
George
Lucas to change up his design of a stormtrooper and like, ooh, there's the secret, like, ooh, Emperor Guard thing, like their upper level.
When Yoda came in and went, bitch!
Yeah.
This is fucking Yoda, alright? The Yoda? Tree, the rock, the fucking whatever.
No.
He's Yoda.
They are meant to fight hand-to-hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. You know what? A stormtrooper is supposed to, you know, meant to kill you with a gun, but they fail at that,
but the
too.
Red one, so I'm talking about the red one. Not
yeah.
Stalkers.
Again,
but
that's why
you
Yoda
have
went
Yoda. Yoda's on a different level.
I know.
Yoda's the LeBron James.
Awesome fact. It would take 100,000 Yodas in terms of power output if he could do the lightning attack, like when he's fighting the Emperor, right?
To fuel New York City
to
for 2 hours.
To fuel the East Coast.
Oh, sweet.
Huh? That's an... I was reading a book, like, it's
he
called
does research
What If,
the counter
and this guy takes real, like, real
fucking
physics.
Nerd.
So he takes.
I don't understand what to say here.
No,
like,
so this dude wrote a book, and it's called What If, and it's like, what would happen if these things happen? So it's like, how strong is Yoda? Was one of the questions. So it goes, okay, so we're taking the real trilogy, him lifting up an X-wing fighter, right? And you're like, the X-Wing in its size, you get the dimensions from the Star Wars nerd books, so they're like, this is too big, right?
I've got one upstairs.
Yes, that's big.
Yeah. And it goes, okay, so it's equal to an F-18 Hornet, okay, in terms of size. It's roughly the same size.
All right.
You factor the weight. You factor
not
how long...
Not the F-35, because that's fucking...
Mm. No, yeah. But he's able to pick it up out of the water, so you got to factor in all these things.
Correct, yeah.
And then you got to factor in the things he's able to do with the Force. Factoring that in, knowing he could do the lightning, so then you figure out the wattage of that. This dude broke this shit down.
It was
awesome. And it would take 100,000 Yodas, and you could power the Eastern Seaboard for like a year.
If only we had 1,000 Yodas.
Yeah, because what seriously better thing to do with the smartest, most badass midget Muppet on the planet?
That's the least you can fucking do. Seriously,
and just shove a rod in their forehead, and they're just like, kill me.
It's like
and they're just
straight
in their life force every year. They're like, this is better than oil.
Oh my and he
goes, sugar!
It's fuel efficient!
And he's like, kill me. And you're like, better than shut up, Yoda,
I'm giving you my fucking money. I want to see that shit so bad.
It'd be me kill.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Me kill. No, me kill you, bitch. Boom! How do you like that now, Jim Henson looking motherfucker?
I don't want to even argue with you anymore. Fuck, man. Jesus.
PETA would be...
Oh, we go. That's, go. They're not people. They're Muppets. Muppets are not people. Yeah, they have a hand up their ass, but that doesn't mean shit. So does Donald Trump and Mitt Romney.
Frank Oz is on the land.
Yeah. And then they do like a great escape of the last Yoda. That'd be a dark and sad and terrible.
The underground Yoda tree.
Yeah.
So many tears.
And people are like using them to power their houses. And like, but it's better than oil. One in the head and one in the ass. Boom! Everyone's got one in the basement.
They're born with plugs in the back of their neck.
Like, yeah, all fucking Matrix style, yeah. But efficient. Yeah. We make it an efficient Matrix. And we're all just assholes about it. And everyone's a straight dick. No one's like...
I would start a Kickfunder for that. Like,
a Kickfunder?
Yep. A Kickfunder.
No, that's just
no, a fake that's fucking. Just this fake one. We're going to start a Kickfunder.
Kickfunder.
For battery-powered Yoda. Yep. What's your house powered by? Well, I got electric baseboard heating. Yours? I have this year's Yoda. Oh, you got a new Yoda? Yeah. Problem is, they cry so much that you gotta do the ball gag and the accessories like.
And they're like
bucks.
Gremlins. You can't feed them after midnight.
Yeah, you can't feed them after midnight. Really, you don't feed them. Really, he just starves himself. My sleep. You're surprised that the less you feed them, the less he bitches because he's so weak. But you gotta keep him alive, so you put like a big dish of water and a big dish of like dog food, and you just hope that he doesn't knock it all over. You know, and he can just wander around with chains on his legs in your basement.
We don't let the kids near
him. And the kids aren't allowed near him because we're afraid he might bite them.
Yeah.
So he's a feral Yoda.
You will
be! Human flesh, yes.
When you go downstairs, like going into that tree, you don't want to. Yeah.
And the only thing you let him do is watch the Smeagol parts of the Lord of the Rings movies.
The fuck?
Just so he remembers his place and knows that he could have had it worse.
The force is my precious.
Yeah, and that's his only social interaction. That's it. Because then they start bitching and wanting things.
You think Andy Serkis is hiding with Frank Oz?
Yeah. Oh my god. That'd be so terrible.
I'm crying so much right now.
That'd be a so dark and terrible hilarious. World. Oh. Well, I guess the world ain't that bad, right?
No argument
like
now.
Carl Acosta. Oh, which I've talked to people about the Carl Acosta, and they're like, man. That was dark.
That's honestly probably one of my favorite ones.
No, I told Lance about that, and he's like, that's fucked.
My dad did not like it. He was like, you know I love watching those with the kids. I'm like, now when you watch it, you're just knowing that a whole group of them were fucking killed.
Yeah.
Murdered. Outright murdered.
You don't get to Route 66 without the car.
It's Route 666 at that point. Or one of my favorite memes is like Mater lives in a junkyard, right? But Mater lives in a cemetery.
Route 666.
That's fucked up.
Mater's in a cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
He lives around dead bodies.
We talked about that with the Carl Cause.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane shit. Like, that's so fucked up.
He hangs out in the morgue. They're not even in the ground
yet. Yeah. He hangs out with dead bodies. That's fucked up. That ain't healthy.
He hangs out in the pet cemetery. Like, there are out of the
grave. And even more fucked up. They live in the world where...
In that farmhouse over there.
And instead of it being a cat, it's like a small... It's like an actual cat brand, like, mini dump truck. So it's a black, beat-up dump truck. And it looks like a Tonka, but it's like the cat bottle.
Yes.
And it's just their pet cemetery. And they have all, like... Kid-sized construction vehicles with, like, Power Wheels are their pets.
No. Power Wheels.
Or no, when in a world of cars, people would be their pets. Whoa. So the pet cemetery would be a human cemetery?
Wouldn't they be slaves? No, they would be bikes and, like...
We'd be pets. And they would drive us around, so we'd have to go to the store. Like, we can go to the store.
Damn it.
You're bing.
What is it?
What's wrong? Jarrell?
Bicycles?
I thought we were going to get another one out of you. But no,
our bodies couldn't, like, restrain, like, their weight, though. Like,
he's like, he did it again! Oh, I love your hiccups.
Two podcasts in a row.
But no, like...
We couldn't do that, though.
No, I'm saying people are still people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're the pets of cars. So in Pet Cemetery, the movie's called People Cemetery.
I think, no.
And
I
then you have the main guy who looks Robert like a maniac.
With the fucking bicycles.
they would be bicycles?
Yeah, they'd be bikes and, like, you know, smaller transportation, like, you know, scooters and, you know, the razor fucking...
Wouldn't those just be the fucking
tricycles
hipsters
tricycles would
world?
Be, like, fucking
no,
cats.
No, they're not hipsters, man. Like, okay, so if you had, like, a hipster car, it would be, like, a Fiat.
Shut up, hipster.
You know, yeah, like, fix it again, Tony, kind of thing. Like,
but I'm trying to think, because, like, they're the same within the same vehicle. They're a mode of transportation. But humans and dogs and cats are different species.
Yeah, and cars and bikes are different species. Yeah.
But what about a motorcycle, then? What? Is it a motorcycle?
A motorcycle is like a retardation
like
of a fucking...
Is it like a chimp? Is a motorcycle considered
like
a chimp?
The hills
it's
have eyes. It is a chimp.
It would be the chimp with the hills have eyes, yeah. And they live in the little bikes, they're like, the they're all matched together.
You see, so doing that, he did
so
the boy.
Sling Blade.
Slinger.
Tater would be Sling Blade Boys.
It'd be Sling Tractor. And he'd just be riding around, because all the tractors are... Well, if all the tractors are cows...
Rub me right here.
So all the tractors are cows, so he would be...
Rub, bitch!
Rub, not stroke. God.
My name is Rob.
But no, he would have... So wouldn't that...
That's fucking disturbing.
And it's true to 69, so it's creepier.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it make... So
Jared
would
Allen's
make...
on the fucking Bears.
Fuck six bear. Inch or 12 inch?
So...
Jared.
So wouldn't it make... I love your hiccups. You know you wouldn't with your own hiccups. But wouldn't it make...
It's the best podcast ever.
Wouldn't it make Sling Blade... Wouldn't it make Billy Bob Thornton's character in Sling Blade like a beat-up 74 pickup? Like an old, like a Dodge?
Yeah, you'd be like Taylor,
right?
Dude.
Yeah.
No, because Mater is the tow truck. But I'm saying as a character, he would be that cliche... Like you see a 70s truck now, rust around the wheel wells. It's still running and you're like, how... That would be Billy Bob Thornton. So
no,
he
would
be
the vehicle from Jeepers Creepers, like the one that he drives in the first.
Or he's got different colored fucking panels.
No, it'd be different panels. Yeah. But no, because he's not a bad guy. But I want him to have, like, on the back, it would be like a Kaiser Blade collection. So I want to be like, some people call him
Kaiser Blade. That's like an homage.
No.
He's got a gun rack in the window, and there's two fucking Kaiser Blades.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And he mounts them to the front, like, on the hood. And so in the movie, when he rolls up, and he's like, what's the number from 911? You know, and he likes his French fried potatoes. Oh, God, that'd be so good. And to make it great for no reason at all, he has a bug zapper on the back that's always going off.
That would be him. Awesome.
Because that somehow makes it a creepier vehicle.
I want a bug zapper on my truck, though, too.
And it would just be kind of cool.
Do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, dude.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Your dreams reality. Your dreams were dreams yesterday. Make them reality today.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow.
Do it today.
Do it!
I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
All right, Shiloh's
going to probably tomorrow. I'm gonna keep saying tomorrow. Like, tomorrow's free beer.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's one of my favorite things on the reader board. Tomorrow. Free beer tomorrow. And you're like, wait, I get it. There's no free beer.
I'm showing up for my free beer.
Yeah.
So what was the conclusion for the stars?
I don't even know.
No, dude, he made a perfectly a point argument.
No, he didn't.
Oh, so do you want to back up the argument? Is that
argument
what it is?
His argument is always read the books. And I'm saying based on the movies because 90% of the people
have
only seen
the movies.
I'm
not
trying
to argue that for you anymore.
Like, first of all, I haven't read the books.
Yeah. I haven't read all the books.
But see, I still like Boba Fett.
Like half the books.
Yeah, I like him. He's cool. He's badass.
Yeah.
You look at him, he has a fucking jetpack with a missile launcher. The least effective device ever in the history of, hey, let's make a bad idea. But I want one.
I don't know. You ever see the Middle East? All they're missing is the jetpack.
Yeah, for real. If we put two Scud missiles on there, we can have some fun.
That's some scary shit.
Alright, cool. So the question for Star Wars that I have an issue with is they're shooting lasers inside a fucking, like, you know,
a spaceship with oxygen and artificial gravity.
Yeah, exactly. How come none of that actually, like, played into the movie and stuff? Except for...
You mean the real physics
episode,
of it?
Yeah, the episode 3, when, you know...
Cause it's a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Long,
we totally knew your conversation.
Only in episode 3, that's the only one that happens.
So, what do you mean? So you're saying when they...
Because they blast the window, and General Grievous, like, goes flying through because, you know, space, so...
You're ignorant.
Gravity pulls him out, so...
Okay, so you're saying... That's not gravity pulling him out, that's the lack of air pressure,
whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Those are two different games. That's not even whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I
Those
saw that different. Coming a mile away. So, so far away.
Those were different things.
I'm hilarious. Oh my god, Chris, you like bear trap. Wonder what it feels like for my foot to go into it.
But no, so you're, yeah, so yeah. You're asking why is it
and that like I'm in saying episode the
three,
it, only
when
in episode
they
three,
shoot the glass
yeah.
and it breaks yeah. like it would in anything anyway. That has a but pressurized saying, like, cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and then
like
they would get projected out.
Five and six, nothing happens, or even like in one and two,
because they none don't of them shoot it, out like. Any windows.
They get fucking blasted,
and
all
then like
the
spaceports, they've got
no
nope,
they,
shields.
Name one time in any of them where that happens.
Yeah, they always get shot. Like
no,
the
no,
outside.
No.
We're not saying
no.
Got
those
shot.
Are shields. The shields. Okay. So inside the shield, so you have your ship. Okay, uh-huh. The shield is not skin tight. The shield is basically a bubble around the
yeah,
ship.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, there is no air.
Even I know the basic essentials of shields, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So well, wait, I gotta let him say that shit. That's some fucking hilarious crap, man, right there.
Just say. You know the basic physics of shields.
The basic physics of shields.
Anyway.
Tripped over that.
Yeah, so.
But it's still funny.
Look, so you have a Star Destroyer, okay? It has the shield.
I got a Star Destroyer?
Justin has the Star Destroyer.
Oh, the other day
you get the rebel one that looks like a club.
We were having just our safety meeting about, and it was about brand safety or whatever. And he's like, "You have a wife and two kids." I'm like, "I do." And he's like, "Not the time to run."
I love you. But no. So the way it would work is that the shield is turned on. The shield is off for whatever reason. They don't when they're not using it. They're like, "Oh no, bad guys are here." Shields up. Okay. The shield going up does not pressurize the atmosphere on the outside of the ship. The ship itself is pressurized. So, when they shoot the glass and it takes Grievous out, right?
Yeah.
Outside of that, even within the shield, it's not pressurized.
But they had a shield, though. They had a shield because there was a war going on during that
Yeah,
time.
But here's the ship, right? So, your beer bottle's the ship. The shield sits out here. In there,
yeah.
Get this, is still empty space.
Yeah.
The ship is pressurized.
Yes.
The space outside of it is not, even within the shield. Glass is blown, pressure changes, Grievous is sucked out.
They fucking
so he's basically all Grievous did was fly out, hit the edge of the shield, and like a bug on a fucking window
well, no,
went.
He uses his grappling hook to hit like, shoot onto the
but,
ship.
Yeah.
Also,
but,
he's a robot.
So. And he's a robot. It doesn't matter with the human organs, which is a stupid
like
concept.
Like 85% or something like that.
Cyborg. 90%.
Yeah, cyborg. Yeah.
He still has
a cyborg
heart.
Who wheezes. Yeah, you'd figure you'd get robot robocop lungs.
He has cancer.
Space cancer. You would figure at that point with the force you could get rid of cancer by literally, I don't know. With your midichlorian cells, find the cancer cells and go.
Which I'm so excited they're not going to introduce the midichlorian cells.
Yeah, they get rid of midichlorian.
Yeah.
I'm
so happy about that.
But no, but that's how
they
that
abused
that works.
It in the first three.
Yeah.
Terribly so. His midichlorian count's high. You're an idiot. That's all you want to say to him.
Were the midichlorians like in the first books?
I never read them.
No, he added it in the first one to give it justification
yeah.
of what the force was.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, it's the force of, it's like basically just a life
when
force.
When he's got the force trainer, or the trainer.
Okay.
When he's got
the scanner. They needed a reason to have a, like, they had to have a purpose for the device. Like,
that's
how are you going
to
find him in a city?
Like,
well, we can follow him through the force. Well, how so? I don't know. Let's make it a thing. Like I don't know, bacteria, because that's all it is. You have a disease. The force is a disease.
You have herpes.
Basically, you have space herpes, which apparently gives you fucking
space herpes.
Lightning powers if you fucking
and
have enough.
And you can choke a motherfucker from very far away.
Yeah. Does he do one through the TV in the second one?
Yeah, I think so.
He chokes a guy out when the guy's like, "Hey, you know that thing I have no control over? Well, it kind of did it. It wasn't me, but it was Steve in HR."
Like...
And he goes, "Oh, really?
Yeah,
now get me either. Steve from HR." And you're like, "That was kind of a dick move, dude. Like, you didn't... I know they're clones and all, but...
Hey,
you know.
Boss, Steve here.
What's up, Vader House? I'm gonna go. And all you have to do is get outside the door and be like, fuck, Vader, you're such a dick sometimes. I can still hear you. Sorry. That's a Star Wars I would have watched. I don't know. I get your guys' love for Star Wars, but it just doesn't...
It doesn't happen for you?
Not that level of it.
Not enough whales for him.
No, he doesn't.
I'll watch it. I cannot wait for 7 or 9.
Have
or
you finished
whatever.
Clone Wars yet?
Seven.
I don't even know anymore. Clone Wars? No. I'm like, Kayla and I are like, they're glitching.
Bumblebee's is pretty dope.
And I have no problem with them.
It's like watching the Green Lantern series, man. You're like,
this, yeah, but the clone was just able to end, though. Like, they were able to give it a conclusion to that.
That's because Disney likes
them. Yeah. Well, it's because it's Disney, and they're like, we're going to make money.
We paid $3 billion.
We're making money on this shit. We're going to milk this golden tea.
I want to take a vacation down to the Star Wars.
Tatooine? Yes. Yeah, we're going to Tatooine.
Well, like, so there's, like, other, like, there's Hoth I want to
do. Yeah, I don't care about Hoth.
But do you know when it's going to be completed? Or
like, 2-3 years?
Yeah, something
like that.
I know. Yeah, we're going to Florida next year, and I'm like, I want it to be done tomorrow.
For real.
Why are you going to Florida?
Disney World. Spread my grandpa's ashes.
And then go see Star Wars Land.
Hey, we're going down to Disneyland.
You can go to Harry Potter Land.
You can go to Harry Potter Magic's Not Real Land.
I'm totally going to Harry Potter Magic's Not Real Land.
I don't forget that you have a hatred for
magic. I don't
magic.
Hate magic.
You
magic
hate magic.
Isn't cool.
You hate magic.
It's not cool.
It makes Superman weak and I don't like
it. It's not even that.
You hate magic.
I prefer science fiction. Magic doesn't do it for me. But the only real difference between
that's
like
science, about the he's card never, game, or are you talking no, about like no, magic,
like, no,
like
no,
Harry Potter?
No, like he's, Harry Potter. Oh, like Simpsons, Alabama, boo! It doesn't do it for me.
But you, like, you wouldn't but have you like much fun in Vegas because no. it's all magic.
Like, the Force itself is fucking stupid. I'm totally with Han on that. See? I can trust a good blaster by my side, even though three times he gets pwned by the Force. Yeah, but no, it just doesn't. It doesn't do it for me. I prefer science fiction over fantasy, like hands down. But the only real difference between like fantasy and science fiction is lasers and bulkheads and magic wands and trees. Like, at the core of any story,
that's it.
Well, no, you have a story about insert people here. Like, you could do Star Wars, right? Not call it Star Wars, and call it, I don't know, The Forest. Who fucking cares? Do it on the forest moon of Endor. Name of apparently the moon of Endor. And have that same...
But isn't that,
hey,
Endor, isn't that science fiction, though?
No. But have it on a forest... But so. Have it, like, on a moon. Have it in fucking... But no, you could have this King Arthur story, right? In space. It goes from fantasy to science fiction. Instead of them going to the Lady in the Lake, they have to go to a planet covered in water that's just a moon that is condensed, you know, H2O.
Yeah.
And then go through an experience where they meet the lady and you find out the lady is an AI and she constructs a space sword that will help them beat the Emperor. You know, like, there's not...
That sounds like such a good
I would actually kind of watch that. That's something I would be down for. But I'm saying, like, at the core, there's not much difference between the two except their settings and magic and lasers. I just prefer science fiction because magic is not engaging to me. Watching a Harry Potter movie is boring and mind-numbingly predictable.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like a realistic, like, you know, the only science versus...
Well, the only magic movie I liked was A Sorcerer's Apprentice, where Nicolas Cage basically uses quantum physics to describe magic. He's like, you're not... Because in quantum physics, like, particles pop in and out of existence. They're quarks and... It's a lot of stuff.
Metal Alchemist, that was the one that we first started arguing about.
Because alchemy's not real.
Iron, gold, done.
Doesn't work. Don't.
I did it once.
No, you
did
didn't.
It. He did it.
No, you didn't. Did. No one's done it. Anyway.
No one saw me do it.
Stop being Justin. It doesn't work the same. Doesn't. You try, not Justin. If Justin said it,
it really
I'd probably hit him
me.
With something.
That's what sometimes happens.
Sometimes
I get it done.
You
right.
can't, but he's better at it.
You know, like...
He has his whole life to practice.
I'm Justin's paddle.
But in Sorcerer's Apprentice... Don't ever say that. You terrible human being.
Yes.
But no, but with... In Sorcerer's Apprentice, sorry. They describe it as like... you're changing it on a molecular level. When he changes his car... He is accessing the universe on a quantum level. Wow, that was nowhere near it. So he's able to change the molecular shift. He's able to shift the car's molecules.
Okay.
Yeah. Making it from that beater to that badass car to transfer through glass. Dimensional shift. Magic into science. Works. You two are evil friends. That works for me. But like Harry Potter doesn't work for me.
Okay.
I just don't like the whole idea of like, oh, there's a dragon and boop, 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 boop. It's fucking
it's an ant.
It's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb. Yeah. It's dumb. It's
dumb.
Magic for me totally feels like that's for 8-year-olds. And that's just where I'm at with it.
And Superman Batman is it.
Man, I fucking
no, because again, their story like Batman
last two...
is I look at Batman as a crime detective story.
Yeah.
Where he kinda needs to get the fuck over his parents dying, but that's his own argument.
Well, for
and Superman
years,
is science
doing,
and well no, like realistically, I got in an argument with PJ, which he so should have been on our Batman podcast about this. because my argument with Batman is that Batman, and I'm not saying is overrated.
Carter's gonna hate this.
But needs. I don't give a fuck. Carter hates everything unless it's fucking metal or Macho Man Randy Savage.
Stop listening to it.
But like,
I had such great conversations with Carter yesterday. By the way,
but the issue with like Batman is like his parents died, right? They died in an alley. He's 8. Oh no! I'm not trying to sound like an asshole. Your parents are dying. But when you look at the deaths in comics,
you are trying to sound like an asshole.
I know. But when you look at the deaths in comics, though, right? DC alone, Ralph Dibny's life, like wife, when you see Identity Crisis, she is raped by Dr. Light alone in the Watchtower, the most secure place in the fucking universe.
Yeah.
Raped by the guy. And then, and then ends up getting murdered by her best friend, who's going crazy because she uses the Adam's belt to shrink through the phone, lands on her brain, expands, and kills her. Ralph does not go dark and broody.
Kyle's girlfriend.
Kyle Rayner's girlfriend gets put in a fucking fridge, and Major Force leaves a note. And it says, "Hey, hun, left your surprise in the fridge." Hugs and kisses Alex. Opens the fridge. Bitch is chopped up in the fridge.
Have you ever read that one?
No.
This is not even like, this is post-Jason Todd. Like, this is post-Crisis on Multiple Earths when it got darker. But this, that's how he starts as Green Lantern. He's lost all of his girlfriends except for Carol recently. Jon Stewart accidentally blew up the planet, a planet of 5 billion people, and his wife.
Haven't we all really been
there? Yeah, but we've all been there. But we didn't. He didn't go dark and broody and have to climb the rooftops for justice.
He restrains himself now.
He restrains himself. But with Batman, when you look at Todd, shittier life than Batman. You could argue Dick Grayson's was worse because his bosses did the shit.
Bruce Wayne was like that pure like Silver Spoon kind of thing, like
Silver Spoon.
Him being rich as a human being and his parents dying.
Yeah.
He channeled it to becoming the Batman, but I'm saying as an adult.
Good for him.
Like, that's great. No, he did a good thing with that angst. Love the Batman. But realistically, don't be such a fucking brooding bitch. He can't.
But it's not like
he needs to get past that.
No, he doesn't.
That's
what Batman is.
No. A guy who can't get over it? That's a great example you want for
a
superhero.
When he gets over it, he doesn't become the Batman anymore.
But he has flashbacks.
But saying, he sits there and he's like, it's a memory trigger. Oh no,
I'm like, and that's it.
Like when he's with Silver McCloud. McClare. Cloud. Lady. When he's finally happy.
And then she gets the throat slit. And Aquaman's like,
Aquaman's like, they were screaming. He goes, fuck, I lost the bet. Greatest fucking thing ever written in a comic book that he loses the bet that Batman gets laid.
You know what the cure for being a broody bitch is? Hot wings.
Oh, absolutely. Flamin' Joe's. Welcome to Flamin' Joe's. Broody bitch, go to Flamin' Joe's Hot Wings.
Yeah.
26 flavors.
Yep. 22 flavors of beer. I mean, granted, they're depressants, but as long as you ain't Batman, you ain't going to be a broody bitch.
Yeah. There's nothing better than, you know, just washing it down with cold beer.
And you don't get to watch Batman or anything, but we got football.
We
have DirecTV, so we get all them football games for this upcoming
season. Every game. And beer.
And beer. Basically the greatest combination.
Yeah.
And so we're totally going to have specials all football season. And
great appetizers and great prices and happy hours.
Wicked happy hour.
Yeah.
And,
wicked awesome
happy and once the football season starts, we're doing like $2 quarts of Bud Light. So you get 32 ounces of Bud Light if that's your thing.
$2 for $2. Man.
So when a game, when Seahawks, it's like, when Seahawks are playing, that'll be one of the specials we'll be having. And every week will be something different. We'll have a Bloody Mary bar and breakfast once football starts. Yeah. It'll be pretty awesome.
Breakfast buffet.
And by the time this one's up, it should be about that time. It'll be like that Sunday before football or the Thursday before football.
And let's hope no one
so join us on Thursday for the first football game.
I just heard the greatest fucking premise for a sketch, and I think it's been done, but it was a monster truck ad on NPR this Sunday.
No, that would be so good. We have Gravedigger and Bigfoot.
I believe Batman's going to be there, too.
Yep, we're going to have Batman. Yep, I was just told Batman and Iron Man. The Iron Man monster truck.
You're fucking freaking me out, you guys.
That's how NPR talks. That's the skit.
Kids' seats are just half off.
But you'll only need the edge.
We'll sell you the whole seat.
Don't touch my anus. Don't do it.
You'll only need the edge.
Don't do it.
This Sunday.
You never at the
Fairgrounds. Sunday.
You don't know NPR? That's how they always talk. It's always calm.
It's always calm. Quiet.
It's always calm. But when you go, it's Sunday. Gravedigger rapes your mom. Explosions. Like every other fucking monster.
Twice.
And she says, may I have another. She won't need the seat, but she'll need a bed.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Kids eat their stones just half off! On Sunday, Friday, and fuck it, the next Sunday! Like, you know, monster truck commercials. Have you never heard a monster truck commercial?
Yeah, the thing is like, I never looked so deep into that shit.
Why not? That's like the best thing to do.
Have you ever gone to monster trucks? It's fucking great.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Kathy got me monster truck tickets for Valentine's Day once, because she loves
monster trucks are awesome.
We went to monster trucks.
Okay.
Anyway. The last time I was with you.
Yep.
Pound Sign America. Is that what it is?
Hashtag America.
Yeah. Well, unless it's the NPR, what, and then it's, you know? Well, we're in America, and hashtag. All our monster trucks at our shows are battery-powered. We're not using diesel. We care about the environment. So come join us on Sunday, and they will be driving about 15 miles an hour, and might see some cars squished.
Sunday.
Squished.
Sunday.
Not demolished, not nope. Obliterated.
Nope, 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 because squished. We're going to recycle them, and all that money is going to go to the Red Cross and help out with the firefighters. So join us this Sunday at the Not-So-Monster Truck Show.
Pray for Washington.
Yep, pray for Washington. That was wonderful.
Are we ever going to bring up the fact that the state's on fire right now?
Yeah.
We can, but not to be that douche about it. Everybody is. And it kind of fucking...
Yeah.
I don't like being that guy. Like, when it's the major thing, it bugs me when that's the thing.
But, like...
Idaho's partially on fire. And
Idaho. Like, why isn't Idaho on fire? Can we talk about that?
The Florida of the North, brother.
Yeah, why can't North Florida be on fire? Like, we've done nothing wrong.
South Canada.
I wanted to go fishing this morning up at Williams, and I'm like, the air quality was just so shit this morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all. Campfire, now it does. No, now the air quality is shit.
I'm saying the Airway Heights, and I'm not trying to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Williams isn't cheap. I know. I work in Airway Heights, and it's fucking awful.
How was that with all the smoke? Because it was bad by Joe's.
Bad.
It looked like all the trees behind it, you couldn't see those buildings on the hill.
So
all the trees looked like it was just a sheet of fire from all the smoke.
My mornings would be great, and then I go down by the falls around noon, and I come up Sunset Hill, and it's just fog.
That's great.
And I'm like, I can't breathe.
Do you get one of those little masks and everything?
No. So
we go to see Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton!
Which, for real? Fucking tits
fucking
movie.
Great.
Amazing. I will say
crazy
it has
fucking named Ice Cube.
No, it's from beautiful watching it.
My sad tune.
I love that you totally don't say it. Yo, in terms of how Django Unchained is for white people, in terms of how uncomfortable it makes white people going, okay, we knew about it, but seeing it makes us uncomfortable, and then all the black people in the theater could turn around and go, yeah. You know, like it was that kind of a moment.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. And they were like, we didn't, but sorry. This movie has genuine moments where you're watching it and you're like, no, motherfucker, I'd be mad too. That is some bullshit. Like, you totally get, like, my favorite moment of the whole movie, and it's not a spoiler alert if you know the history of N.W.A., but hands down, my favorite part of that whole movie, I loved Ice Cube in it because it's played by his kid.
Yeah. Oh, my
now,
God.
Well, isn't Dr. Dre's kid not in it because he didn't qualify for the part?
If you can't act, you can't act.
Yeah.
That's on you. That
that's
ain't on
fair.
Me. But that ain't, I didn't make the
but
money.
Ice Cube's kid is fucking
Ice Cube's
great.
Kid looks so much
Ice
like him.
Still like my
it
favorite,
worked.
So.
But Ice, it was kind of biased because Ice Cube is fucking tits.
At
but
any
this
point
movie
in the movie,
it,
did he go, are we there yet?
No, you know he does?
But by Felicia.
You figure out the origin of
him?
No, you find the origin of by Felicia.
Really?
Yeah, I won't ruin it. I won't ruin it, but you need to see the movie for the origin of Bye, Felicia. And I hate that it's a social moniker now, but the fact and the correlation to the movie makes it wonderful.
Be younger than be yourself.
No, you don't. But when the scene
but
sets
shit
up,
happens
when the scene sets
her.
Up, it doesn't cross your mind. This guy's just like, hey, my girl Felicia here, Ice Cube, or Dre. Dre's like, motherfucker, who cares? And they're doing a party between two of us. You're like, that's so gangster. He's like, who cares if your bitch is here?
But like,
and
he's
goes,
like big
and his
ass
big.
Guys.
And he goes like this. He holds his shirt up. He's got his gun. He goes, you mind if I check? He goes, man, fuck you. Give me a minute. Slams the door
pushes
on
him
face.
Out of the room. And
he slams
whoa.
The door. Goes to the other room and he goes, is there any bitch named fucking Felicia here? And it ain't crossing your mind. Doesn't cross your mind at all that this is about to be the greatest set of all
when
time.
I see it.
And so they're doing, and there's all these half naked.
Literally,
chicks.
Like they're having an orgy, more or less.
Basically, yeah. Right. All these women, these guys are fucking anybody. And the one, who's it? Ren. Ren's in bed.
Ren's
bed.
In one.
He's
like,
in a bed with this
girl.
Chick, and he goes, "Your name Felicia?" She goes, "Nigga, you don't know my name."
<Doesn't> know.
And yeah. He's like, "That's wonderful."
But it ends up being easy.
It's
easy. Girl
he's
getting head.
He's in the bathroom getting his dick sucked. And he they're just walking around like this is commonplace
whoa.
Shit.
All in one cutscene too.
It is a beautiful fucking like Birdman level cutscene.
Yeah.
And he opens the bathroom door, goes, easy. He goes, nigga, I'm busy. And he's like, and he straight up goes, is this bitch's name Felicia? And he goes, hey, bitch, holds her head back. Your name Felicia? What of it? Man, why? And he goes, there's some nigga out here saying, fucking looking for his girl Felicia. And he goes, what? He goes, and he's strapped. Oh, the nigga's strapped. Hold up. And zipping his shit, goes up, picks up the couch, goes, nigga, strapped.
No, the bed. After
the bed, yeah. The bed that Ren gets thrown off, picks up the bed, nigga, fucking strapped, motherfucker.
He has like a small AK.
And he goes, Cube. And Cube goes, on it, reaches behind the couch and pulls out a shotgun.
Great, pulls out his pictures of Ice Cube back there with the rag on his head. Yeah. And he's got
they go out the window. So they go through the other door and he looks. He goes, send the nigga. He goes, hey, you looking for some bitch named Felicia? He goes, yeah, what of it? And he pulls out his gun. He goes, what of it, nigga? What of it? And they start running. Yeah, you run it. And you're like, holy shit.
So like, he has an AK. My other ones have like shotguns and pistols.
So gangster.
They just chase him down the hallway.
And they chase him down the hallway. Run back into the room and Felicia's at the door, and Ice Cube goes, bye, Felicia! Slams the door on her face! And you're like, that is the best 30-year setup of all time. That was 30 years in the making for that one moment.
Shit.
But Ice Cube, like, the best part is...
fucking straight out come.
Let's go do it.
You need to see it. There's a part where Ice Cube gets fucked over by his own, the record label that he's on.
Interscope, yeah.
It was the other one.
They got fucked by Interscope,
but no,
too, dude.
No, they get fucked by Interscope, but before that, on the one where he goes and the guy screws him over.
Label, yeah.
Not his independent label. It was the one that did, like, the California Raisins. Like, that's their only big hit. But Ice Cube goes to him, and it's the one where he released America's Most Wanted, and it beat the second album of N.W.A.
Yeah.
And so he's sitting there, and he's like, and he goes in and goes, where's my money? I did my job. And you saw, like, the most human moment in like since Birdman, to be honest, where he's like, I did the job. We
like,
had a
you
contract.
You worked 3 months on commission.
You
and
give
you
me my
promised
money.
Money.
He's like, work, traveling, give me the money.
Like
I did my shit. He did, yeah. He's
a chance to
profit. That's basically what the guy does. The guy just goes, profit. He goes, my hands are tied. Wow. What do you want me to do, guy? And he straight up goes, fuck you, and leaves. Cuts to, Eazy-E and them. Cuts back to them, later on.
Yeah.
Ice Cube walks in when he's got Lynch Mob with him. And he comes in, and all the Lynch Mob guys are we're big, scary black guys. So, all the white people are
Yeah.
And he comes in with a bat, and it's all of Ice Cube's gold and platinum albums. And he goes, that's mine. Boom! That's mine. Boom! And starts shattering them. You didn't even stop. And he goes, I bought you this new desk. Boom! And destroys this dude's room in the most human since when Michael Keaton goes nuts in Birdman. It's that human. He wanted his money. He worked.
Yeah.
There was an agreement. Give him his fucking money.
Yeah.
And you saw the most... it's now. Justin and I were relating it to shit now. It
wasn't to Paul Giamatti's character.
No. That's its own thing.
All right.
But he's basically getting fucked that way. And he fucks this dude's office up.
Wow.
Fucks it up. And he goes, take this out of what you owe me. Boom! And just fucks up the office. And you're just waiting for it to play, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. That's so boss.
Was a good day.
That's 3-6 and now, isn't it?
That does damn feel good to be a gangster?
No, that's
Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys.
Yeah. And so
today would have been a good day.
But I wanted to be damn, it feels good to be a gangster just because it reminds me of Office Space. So they leave. So when they leave him, when he comes back later on. So he comes back later on, and the office is all cleaned up and everything, and everything's all good and redone. He goes, so what do you think of the new office? He goes, I like it. I like the decor. And he's moving his shit. And he goes, so how's that second album doing? It's good. Checks in the mail. He's like, sorry, boss. Sorry. And he's like, good. And he had just done Boys in the Hood. He was getting the money for Friday.
What do you fucking expect, though, when you hire kids out of Compton?
I will say this. After watching that movie, I told Justin, Ice Cube could do Are We There Yet 3 Spring Break. I don't care.
Are We There Yet Barbershop?
Yeah. Are We There Yet at the Barbershop? Is the most gangster human being.
Pit Stop Barbershop.
Fucking ever. It is. It's like Boys in the Hood. Are we there yet? Going to the Boys in the Hood's barbershop. That's this movie on a Friday. It could be that, and it could be family friendly as fuck.
Holy shit!
And you watch this. He could be in an animated cartoon, and he's a gopher. This motherfucker's still the most gangster son of a bitch on the planet. After watching this movie, I'm like, you hard as it fucking gets. Why him and Dre ain't hard now? They don't need to be. When he sold Beats for $3.2 billion. Because he's straight up, they'd be like, you gonna fuck me? No, man. No. Like, you don't need lawyers. They don't need people to look over paperwork. If you fuck them, they will fuck you. And you're like that, like, holy shit.
That's the mentality.
I listen to Chronic on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not that I don't like rap now. It's that
rap's not that good. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, this album's so
good. We left the movie and I threw on Straight Outta Compton, the album, and I'm like, this is still fucking
listen to Compton, like the new Dre's.
No, his new one is really good.
Is it?
Yeah. Fucking good. New album is good.
I've always dug on Dre, man. Like, the dude's...
Okay, honestly, everybody just blows. It's like you were saying, like, it's not that rap is bad now, it's just that they are not as good as them.
I have this picture that Keep Me to Send You, and it's Lil Wayne with a guitar. He's like, how do you make this thing say nigga?
That's awesome. Can I auto-tune it? Does it have an auto-tune? Is there no auto-tune?
I mean,
Lil Wayne was good when he was, like, part of Hot Boys and Juvenile and all them.
Yeah, when no one expected crap from rap.
Well, he was, like, 17 at that time, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Growing up, what was your secret favorite song in middle school, high school? Secret favorite song. Like, you would listen to it in your headphone, but you'd kind of turn the volume down a little bit so you didn't want other people to hear that you were listening to it.
Oh, this is Eiffel
65, I'm Blue.
I don't know Secret because I knew that.
Yeah, dude, we all listen to Eiffel 65.
Everybody, that doesn't count. I'm saying you're in your ride alone or you're in your room. That you have your
exactly,
album.
Exactly. I don't know how the fuck he did it, but that's exactly that what I listened shit? To. It was,
what was yours?
Kylie Malone. It was,
I don't know.
Or not,
it was Eiffel 65.
Yeah.
Kathy
and
I have been because they had the PlayStation song. Like, I know that whole album by heart.
The PlayStation song, yeah. We'd play PlayStation games listening.
Oh, that fucking song.
I listen to that album so much playing Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo 2.
Yep.
That, where she's throwing.
No, Nelly Furtado would probably be one of mine. Like, because I love her music.
And she's never heard the words to
it now. Who does it?
I can't remember.
How's it going?
With his song, playing my whole life.
The Fugees.
With his, yeah, I like that song. That was like my
favorite
song. But that's your secret song?
I fucking love that song.
That was your secret? Yeah. Or like you listen to it, but if like people were around, you'd like turn it down and be like, fast forward?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean like that? Nah, I'm not embarrassed.
I fucking
about
love
that
song.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think the one that I loved. And it was only because I think it was you and Cliff that made me feel okay liking him was Weird Al.
Fucking Cliff.
I used to listen to so much fucking Weird Al.
But I didn't. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in terms of, like, I don't necessarily look like a motherfucker who's going to listen to Weird Al, especially, like, in middle school and high school.
Once you get to know you, you look like a motherfucker.
Listen to Weird Al. I'm not, because, like, I was okay everybody knowing that I listened to Rob Zombie and Metallica and Korn and
you were, like, the actually person like, that wasn't really super gangster.
In no way. Like, I love what
I
love.
You got me into Rob Zombie. I borrowed that one album with the... It was red on the outside.
Hellbilly Deluxe.
Yeah, I borrowed Hellbilly Deluxe.
My first two CDs were the Blade soundtrack and Astro Creep 2000. So I had two opposite ends of the musical.
99 Eternal and Space Jam.
Space Jam. Oh my god.
Still to this day.
Best part of that movie is fucking Bill Murray, I swear to God.
I just watched Space Jam.
He won the game for them. Come on now. Without his great passes.
What was the first CD you bought? Obviously his was those.
Yeah.
The first bought CD.
Edited.
Your money, your first edited CD. Like, you couldn't buy because you were underage.
I think it was the Eminem album.
Bullshit.
I'm serious.
Like the one with Mariah Carey and all them?
Yes.
You're gay for knowing that.
I know music. I know music, so fuck off.
No, it was serious. Okay, the first, I was really into Paula Abdul. Like, as a kid? No, listen. Listen
with
to
the
me.
Cat.
Listen to
right?
me.
Opposite
no, no,
track.
No, it wasn't even that. It was... Shut the fuck up!
Who's gay now, really?
Yeah, seriously. It was the robot sound. Like... It was the robot sound in,
You're making my hiccups again.
Yeah, you're gonna make me have hiccups
It just
again.
Sounded cool.
Like, it was... You liked the song, and you're like, oh, it's...
Okay, it's Paul Abdul, alright. Yeah. And then, so, my Aunt Chris got me this fucking, you know, Paul Abdul second CD, never listened to it because it was awful. But that was, like, my first thing was, like, I got, like, a giant hard-on for fucking Paul Abdul. And I was like, oh, yeah.
That was your shit?
Yeah, and then I saw American Idol, I'm like,
So, what was the one, that was that the first, so you bought Boys to Men as your first CD?
My first CD, my first, it was
first
like,
one you bought.
Like $10. It was $10.
Okay.
At fucking, what was the, not.
Hey, 4,000 holes?
No, it was in the mall. It was like when you Sam first Goody. Go in, like into Chili's, and you take your first right.
Sam Goody.
Sam Goody's.
Yeah. Sam Goody's.
Sam
was on the
Goody's
bottom.
Was right, the first thing.
What was your
thing.
First album?
First album I had, or first album I bought?
You bought.
Okay, the first album I had Weird Al, Bad Hair Day, and I had Coolio's album with
fucking love you.
Coolio
with
the song that he stole from that
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah,
yeah. Those were my first two CDs. And I think my dad got rid of my Gangster's Paradise. He'll deny it to this day.
Which pretty sure got rid of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because he didn't let me have it. And then the first albums I bought, Eminem's first album.
Really?
The Real
yeah.
Synchronic. Wow, that was a
yeah, the Real Synchronic. With that one that he sampled Dido on.
Yeah.
And DMX. And they were both clean albums.
Well, so DMX was just...
what album?
15 minutes.
Or was that X?
The one, the X gonna give it to you.
Oh, so that was X. Okay.
Yeah.
It was brown.
I can't remember. Yeah.
The first CD I outright bought my own money.
Oh no!
I got allowance. I was stoked. Rode my bike up to Hastings, and bought Mortal Kombat Annihilation soundtrack. Mm-hmm. That was the very first album
Holy
I bought.
I borrowed that from you a couple times,
and I listened to it on the way home. And the only reason, like, this album has, like, I almost died listening to it, so it has, like, a special place for me.
I have to change mine. I just forgot. Oh, my God.
The F- Spawn.
Fucking admit
the Spawn movie. Soundtrack.
The that Spawn soundtrack
was
the first
CD.
One.
That was
I
my
bought
third
that
CD
at Blockbuster.
I remember when we were hanging out all the time. You were way into Spawn. I'm like, I've still never seen Spawn.
It's not that good. It's not that
good.
I thought it was so good at the
you
time.
Were so
it does not hold up. Spawn does not hold up. The
no.
only good part of Spawn.
Watch it and ruin it.
The only good part of Spawn
is the clown.
Is John Leguizamo as clown.
I fucking love John.
Where he does
Leguizamo.
And drinking and smoking and hopping.
And then he farts and he's like.
Yeah,
and it's just what you know, an angel.
But see, I can't get his character out of that.
Twins.
But that character as clown is where Tech takes it on. Ever Ready, on the Ever Ready album.
On About to Bubble.
Yeah, yeah. About to Bubble. Yeah. But
Which
what I loved about Clown...
has been on heavy rotation in this house right now.
I love in Clown when he's like, I'm not the Vindicator or the Vibrator, I'm the motherfucking Bilator! And you watch it now and you're like, I could do better on my phone. Phone does better. And honestly, I bought the Spawn comics, I bought the omnibuses of the first two volumes. There's one thing about Image... where they were like, Image had all the artists. Image did have all the artists.
It did.
You know what they didn't have?
Writers.
Fucking writers. Spawn Volume 1 and 2 are the most boring comic books as a whole. So you're looking
I have them.
2 years worth of comics are shit.
Yes,
they are shit comics. That would not fly today on any level. They are terrible fucking comics.
Yes, they are. I agree.
And smoking and humping and licking it. I love that. I do love Clown in that movie, though.
Spidey Boy 1.
You know what got me
Clown
into John Leguizamo?
Whatever, yeah. What got me into John Leguizamo was the fucking Pest.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the Pest all the time.
The fucking Pest is so
the
awesome.
first DVD was Pest.
I don't remember my first
We went
DVD.
To Hastings. We had got the DVD player.
Oh, it was My Fellow Americans. That's
first
what
DVD you bought?
I don't
know. No, not even you. Like, for the family. Like, the family bought, like...
Yeah, because
we
got a DVD player, and my mom got us all a couple DVDs.
We bought the DVD player and rented some movies.
20 years after you had a DVD player.
We got a DVD player when the DVD player was, honestly, like, I don't know, a foot and a half in size. Like, it was a big fucking unit.
Yeah.
And in the middle, it had the tray. It was like a fucking stereo deck, damn near.
It was a computer,
Yeah, and then you would put it in, it would have the digital readout and be like... insert disc. Like, it says words! And you're like, it doesn't need to be rewound!
Said goodbye!
Like, where's the rewind button? Why does it say scene one or scene
chapter.
Back, scene forward, and chapter? What are all these magical words?
Well, see, I knew that from fucking Laserdisc.
Well,
the DVD
we didn't have Laserdisc. But when the first DVD we bought,
I would
have Suzanne
sold a bunch
bought
of fucking
like,
I still have the right
cars
first
that were DVD rewinders.
Yeah.
That he
so.
She bought The Pest because we'd rented it with the DVD player. Like, we got the DVD player, Dad bought it. And we rented it.
You wouldn't need to buy a man, would you?
And we put that in, and it was probably one of the few times that my stepmom and I have found, like, a common love of something. Very few things
really?
Do her and I genuinely click on. And The Pest was, like, the first, like, okay, so we're not all bad to each other. Like, it's not always going to butt heads. We like
There's
certain
common
things.
Ground.
There was a common ground through John Leguizamo and Pest. And we watched that movie probably 6 times. She went back to Hastings with it after the weekend and just bought it from him for like $25.
Wow.
And for a DVD. You could get it for like 99 cents. They probably give it to you in a bundle of 5 DVDs, and it's the one that's taped in for free.
Yeah.
You know?
I almost bought a DVD today because it was bundled in to like yeah. 60. Because I wanted that one.
but that was the very first one bought. We bought that. That, and then Dad bought like a stack, and Spawn was one of them. Fucking love Spawn.
Well, see, like, my grandparents never invested in a fucking DVD player. I had to invest in that.
Call me surprised.
Yeah. So, like, and I bought...
Is it on vinyl?
Yeah, they're old.
What is old the school. TV?
So, like, I was on my lunch break at North Central, and I bought Monsters, Inc. with my very first one.
Oh, at the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
When they started selling DVDs?
Yeah. That's and cool. I still own them.
What everybody else did at 7-Eleven? They bought chili cheese Fritos and put chili cheese on them.
Yeah. You know what my favorite purchase from that 7-Eleven is? On my 18th birthday?
Pina colada.
No, 18th birthday.
No, that was junior high.
I went into the 7-Eleven, and it was my birthday. They released the Sable and Tori Playboy on my birthday. I went in on my 18th birthday, and I was like,
I'm Playboy, please.
I went,
for the gentlemen.
I went, chili dog. I got a chili dog, and I got a couple of taquitos, and I was like, and that Playboy, please. And he goes, can I see your ID? And I'm like, well, yes, you can, good sir.
I remember that was like my first Playboy too that I bought.
I still have that. I have none. I've
never bought a porno mag. I've never bought anything.
That is the only one I've ever bought. And it was only because of wrestling.
I had a porno DVD bought for me when I turned 18.
Nice. Yes.
And my dad just found it in my bed when he sold it. And he's like, I found Naughty Cheerleaders 27. You want that, or can I get rid of it? I'm like, you can get rid of that. I forgot that even existed.
So when we were kids, wrestling came to the old arena when we were here.
The Boone Street Barn?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And
Coliseum, that's what it was called.
Yeah, the Coliseum.
Like, I took...
Art thou entertained?
I took Lance, and like they were having, like, I remember it was Kane, and I want to say Mankind were having, like, a cage match. Like, an actual cage match, and we were, like, sitting, like, a couple rows in.
I see a cage match.
This was 7th grade SmackDown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wanted to go to that.
Because I went once, and it was right after WrestleMania, like, the date when they had WrestleMania in Seattle.
Hulk Hogan?
Nobody was fucking... Yeah, Hulk Hogan ran out the backside because he was in trouble with Vince McMahon. He's like, oh, my God, brother.
But as, like, we're, like, leaving the wrestling that night, I bought me and my brother Lance
$50 fucking t-shirts.
No, we bought posters of like Tori Wilson and Sable, like in like bikinis and stuff. Baby. And he's like in 5th grade and shit, and he's like just fucking loves wrestling. He still has the fucking poster, but only because it's ripped. Literally, it's like ripped in half because his mom like ripped it as soon as he got home. It's like that's
what
a snatch, man.
No, she doesn't. No,
he
doesn't. He has an egg donor. We're not getting into that.
Biological egg donor.
You've never met Hitler.
It's not a podcast.
Justin!
It brings out real frustration.
All right.
Real. He hates her more than I do, and I...
We all don't like
her. I have a real...
I got a new story after the podcast.
Dislike for her. This.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a new story about your mom?
For them.
Oh, okay. I really hate her so much. I do. I hate her a lot.
Show of hands, who hates Justin's mom?
You're gonna.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Solidarity. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
No, I know you don't like Justin. I know I can understand.
She drives me. She's just a bad person.
I can
person.
See where Justin gets it.
No.
Don't say it.
Nothing.
All
right. It's nothing.
Fair enough.
Speaking got of an which, egg.
Are we going to bring up Justin's birth certificate that he sent us to the phone?
That was a legal document.
No. It's written on a napkin. It's not a legal document.
Post-it note.
Yep. Justin's born America.
So we had a conversation about which one of us is going to run for president based on our religious hatred, which we all believe in great old ones.
Oh, yeah, our dark lord, Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
Who always eternal lie.
Mm-hmm. And then we knew one of us had to run for president. Justin can't because he's Mexican.
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
Or something.
And then Justin sent us a fucking napkin with a egg donor. Was it a post-it note? Deanna.
It is too. Egg donor. Deanna.
Sperm donor.
Gomez. I can't remember your dad's first
Gino.
Name. I care. And then Justin, born July.
Like, not even his birthday.
Yeah, I'm not July.
Like, it's not his birthday. And it's like, America. And when you look at the big picture, you're like,
and then I asked for his long form napkin.
Yeah, that's what it was. And we need to write a long form.
So, which one of us is going to run for president based off our religious hatred?
I will.
Fuck not.
I always run for president.
Yeah, you run every
year. I've ran every year for every open available position.
I write you in.
I love writing my in. I know that at least on any position, especially for the city, there's one vote taken from every position.
I still have never voted.
That means they have to count and go, one for this guy, one for that guy. One for Chris Seals. One for this guy. One for that guy. Another one for Chris Seals. And I just know that it drives somebody insane.
One time, Chris almost won based on writing votes from his
I home. Almost won a trash commissioner.
A $2,000 a year job.
Yep. Almost won. I was out by like 20 votes. It was not by a lot. I would have had it. Because I had enough people on like Facebook or MySpace or whatever, which one it was.
Yeah,
it was
MySpace.
That were like totally just wrote me in. And I was like, holy shit.
I wrote you
so
in
for
that job.
Oh, I was so excited.
I didn't.
I was so
because you don't vote.
Because
you don't vote. Because
and look what happens now. You got a Negro in the office. You got a white woman trying to take his job.
Not his fault. Mexican.
Oh yeah, your Donald Trump's problem.
Here, okay, I was sent over here.
Yeah, well,
on a tire.
On a tire.
Good year vote. Come on now.
Good year vote. No, I think Chris would be the logical candidate for our Cthulhu party.
I'd be down with it. All hail the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
He probably knows the most about
it. We have to have uniforms, though.
Why vote for the lesser of two evils?
The greatest of evil.
Can I wear Kingo hats?
If you can pull it off. Only if you can pull... No. That combination? No. No, you can wear... You know, if you're wearing Kingo hats, you have to dress like LL Cool J in 1994. That's it.
Watch, Mama Gonna Knock You Out video. It's still so good. He's just angrier. I'm gonna knock you out.
Boom.
Mama said knock you out.
I'm hard. No, you're not.
Then you watch Hands Like a Shark Fin. It's like,
my hand is like a shark fin.
You know why we watched it? Because we were watching a lip sync battle right before that.
Of them? Oh, because no, he's on the show.
Because he's the host of the show. And I'm like, I have to watch this video.
You know, I would love to be on that show and they're like, what song are you gonna do? And just go, hand is like a shark's fin. And he'll go, just silently
about it.
Like a shark's
fin.
And then he'd go,
can't see.
And you can't, and you do Cena with it. You go, can't see me. Oh, God, I would die. I would do that and then watch him just stand there.
Fucking shoot. Mean mug
the fuck out. And then pull out a gun and go, shark's fin, bitch. Boom. And blast you.
Ugh. The reason we were watching it was Kathy was showing me Anne Hathaway doing Wrecking Ball. Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what? It bugs, like, Kale really likes that song.
Yeah, and it's because hard. It's your spiritual animal.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is my spirit animal. Yeah. You weren't there.
For bowling.
We went and did bowling for Kale's birthday. Raise your hand if you won the bowling game.
You cheated.
Against Justin and Jarrell for the first time in friend history. Oh, wait.
No, I'm
the only one raising my hand.
I'm pretty sure you've beaten
me, Justin.
I've never beaten you a bowler. I've never beaten you a bowler.
Because Chris is a terrible bowler.
I am terrible. Because when your goal is to make the ball go fast and not hit the pins.
You use the goddamn bumpers, so it doesn't really count.
No, we were all playing the bumper game. Because
I didn't
hit
the bumpers once.
And I won.
God, you fucker, Scott, damn it.
I hit the bumpers once. Oh, the bumpers are in revivid.
No.
Oh, really?
No, so we're playing. No, because the game was, and every time you hit the bumper, you had to take a shot.
See how that makes that more difficult and fun?
Now you're jealous. It's okay, you could have showed up, but you didn't.
I don't know, I finished.
You see how I spun that?
You know, I was kind of at a fucking family reunion, asshole.
Oh, well, we ain't family?
Yeah, we're not family.
Okay, no, we'll remember this.
We only see you every week.
I was not even invited.
This is family
dinner.
You
invited your
family. This is family dinner right now, right?
No, it wasn't.
This is family dinner. I made jambalaya for family dinner.
Yes, I was here.
No, we'll remember this. Nope, I'll just remember this.
Backtrack.
Raise your hands if you're family. Knock your fucking hand off.
Why did you put my hand up?
Because I'm so frustrated. But no, so we're playing, we're bowling, and you're so mad at me. So while we're bowling, Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball is on, and I go up, and as I throw the ball, and it strikes, and I got a strike, and it goes, came in like a wrecking ball, and they just all over, and I just walk back like just
fucking, it's like an explosion in the background.
It was beautiful, and I just took it all in the moment.
Fucking pin.
One pin.
Keep in mind, I had to like hit the game back, and they shut off in the middle of the game.
The game shut off, and I was winning halfway, and I'm like, you were winning. But we were winning better than him. We were beating him, and with Justin in bowling, if Justin's competitive in anything, it's bowling.
You know, I'll beat him when I bowl.
Oh, I will pay for that game. I'll watch the two of you bowl all day.
Let's have a why do we hang out bowling party.
Fuck yeah, I'm down. But we're bowling, and it gets halfway through, because it's like the kids' game, and the game was over. And so we're sitting there, I'm like, looks like Justin's in last place, isn't that right? We're like, yep, looks like it is. And he's sitting there quiet, doing that, with the beer in hand, and he's just like, I don't care, it's just bowling. And you could see him going, just fucking bowling, it's fucking like bowling. Like, you saw the rage, and he goes, I'll be right back. Comes back. On finishing this game.
I paid to rest out
the game. Paid for the rest of the game just to lose.
I had to pay for an hour just to get the game going.
You paid for like a half hour.
Well, no, because it charged by an hour.
That's funny.
Yeah, but when it finished, if I didn't get that Miley Cyrus spirit animal strike, it wouldn't have happened.
Okay,
but it was wonderful.
Good. Paul and I used to Colonial Bowl used to have this program called Bowl Your Brains Out.
Yeah.
It was on Sunday nights. I think North Bowl has it now because they run by the same guys. And Paul and I would bowl every Sunday night. And
they have it in North Bowl.
Yeah, to knock the pins over, our ball would be going down. If you felt a strike coming on, you'd just, boom! Pick your fucking foot up and stomp. And all the pins would go down. You'd walk away like you
did. Like a fucking monster.
Like a fucking explosion. You're just like, cool guys don't look at explosions.
So what is your current secret favorite song? Doesn't have to be current on the radio, but a song that when you listen to, it's yours. Like, it's very your song. Like, you're not like, oh, I listen to this with everybody.
But when it's on the radio, but I was way into Gangnam Style for a while.
The song, when it plays, you're like, I could shut it off, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, but Gangnam Style.
The most recent song for me would probably be E.T. by Katy Perry.
That'd be yours?
Yeah.
Mine would be Fireworks.
Fair enough. Same artist.
Only, honestly,
she wrote in on a giant tiger.
The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, and because of the interview, when they're playing it,
we're texting each other during like the Super Bowl.
We're like, if she does this song, she's having my babies. If she does it, and she's on the fucking tiger, and I was like, we just roared at the end, and I was like, if this roars, I'm perfect.
Yes. And I just.
That's basically what it is. Because I listen to that song and there's that deep down inside me. He's like, and I just love it, like in the interview.
Don't hate it.
Because baby, you're fine. And I love it. And it's so bad. And you're like, this song sucks. But it's so inspirational. It's like WWE montage for the Divas inspirational.
Don't fucking say WWE.
It's a
WWE. Fuck the World Wildlife Foundation.
Fuck the panda. Fuck the evil. Fuck the white rhino. Fucking white rhino. All the privileges being one male white rhino left.
Fucking man.
Fuck the man. And his white rhino probably does coke anyway. Does his namesake.
Asshole white rhino.
Douche.
My song would probably be Major Lazer, Lean On Me. Love
the
song
right now. No, but that's the song you love. I'm saying the song that if you listen to, we're all going to call you fucking expletive deleted names. That's not the song we're going to do that to. You know, the song when you listen to it, like you're in your truck, and it's blaring, but your windows are up, and you're
it's
like...
It's that cheerleader song, because I love the intro to the fucking song.
Kathy fucking loves that
song. I don't know the song.
Yeah, but like it has a horn, like it's fucking great.
You're a cheerleader?
Yeah, but I don't know it's the fucking song. Horrible. Yeah, but it's like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I only know these songs because Kathy's way into pop radio right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to listen to pop radio.
And then she keeps sending them to me.
What's that one that also played all the time at work? Because we just had like the top 40.
That one fucking song.
But there's this one song
Call
that plays.
Call Me Baby?
No, God, no. But there's a song that plays on the top. Oh it was like a top 8 song.
It would play every 2 fucking seconds of Flame Joe.
It was when we started doing our headphones because you would just hear, Call Me Baby. I'm going to kill you, Kessler. And he put a sticker. If you touch this knob, you're fired. And we didn't care.
Well, because
we were like, don't care. 80s on 8.
No,
or 90s
touch
on 9.
The knob. And then the radio wouldn't fucking work.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so it'd be silent at the restaurant. Yeah. And you're like, so.
The song?
Yeah. I remember. You know me.
So Call Me Baby.
I found a song. I've been asking Justin about this song for like 2 months now.
like that song Justin asked you about forever?
Kind of. It was exactly like that for 2 months.
But it took him years.
It took me 2 months. I'm sitting there trying to figure out this song. I'm like, It's a song that I use in a racing game, but we've heard it in a movie, and I can't figure it out.
I at least had the lyrics right. He didn't.
No, because I don't know. I don't know the song. Like he knew the lyrics to his song.
To pull this full circle, when Chris was playing StarCraft back when they lived together, we'd be over and we'd be watching a movie or something or playing video games on the TV, and he's like, whoa, "Hold on, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch this. Pause again. Pause again." And then you go into his iTunes.
No, that's Generals. I'd play Generals. Yeah. And I would set up 20 nukes. I'd play as China and set up 20 nukes. Like, because you can build unlimited super weapons.
Unnecessary amount of nuclear weapons.
Yeah. I would turtle the map.
And then he would fucking put...
Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Favorite
He'd
song
He'd start playing
world.
That and he's like, my God. Watch this. Watch this. Just let it happen.
And then I would sit there and go...
And he'd be playing click, somebody click, online. Click, click, online. And they don't know what's going on.
And I dropped 20 nukes. And you would just
I've
see
boom,
boom, boom,
red base,
and you see his army that he's amassed because I've turtled my base. So my if there's anything I can do, it's turtle and kill you with two units because that's what I do. I can build a massive amount of defense and kill you with like 2-3 guys, or I can be a dick and I out super weapon him and he was rushing me as their timer was going down. So I dropped nukes on his army and his base, and you would just see. Buildings blowing up, guys are running. And it's playing Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
And you'd see
and those are things that bring real joy.
Every fucking war documentary you've ever seen. First step
joy to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good.
And he's like, you can go back to your game. And then three
That's
hours.
A sight to see.
Yeah, it's 3 hours later, he's like, I'm doing it again.
I'm totally watching it. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's fun. It's so much fun to do.
A wow. Click on the song and be like, huh.
And I wouldn't. I would sit there, and you would see, like, this whole, like, there were serial killers who killed dogs when they're children. I blow up entire bases. Choke them out. And they're like, shh. Mine isn't, like, nope, cricket 12. Kill them all. Like, you kill dogs, that's cute.
Blow up entire bases.
I love it. I still do it, too.
And you see fucking heads flying across the screen.
So, and you see, and they have ragdoll effects, so you'd see, like, an infantry guy go, fly through the air and go splat, 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 and tanks just.
That's like the best.
All the time. I love that game. I still play it. Really? They added it to the Mac store in March, and I was broke as fuck at the time. And I was like, I had no money, like all my money's in bills, and I was like, I have money for gas and I'm good. And I was on the App Store, seeing if they had anything new. It's like, add it to the store. Command & Conquer Generals and Zero Hour Pack for $20. Nigga, you are bot. I could lick. And it's like 15 minutes to download. Sold.
Right on.
And I still played it, and I beat the story mode on hard for all three sides on both versions, and I'm in the middle of beating the game on every skirmish map on the hardest difficulty with most amount of opponents.
And with that,
I have an issue on Command & Conquer. So.
Tank. This episode was brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Surprise, surprise. You been to Flamin' Joe's yet? I mean, well, good for you for finishing the podcast and then going to Flamin' Joe's. The podcast is over. What are you waiting for? Just Flamin' Joe's.
Go.
You keep hearing me and Kathy do the fucking ads because the other three are supposed to write an ad for you, and they don't. They're a bunch of fucking bums.
Oh, we'll get on it, bro. Oh, homework. I got shit in life. I got important things to do. Meh.
Like work at Flamin' Joe's. Make you wings. Or whatever Robert does. Janet. Motherfucker. So get your ass Flamin' Joe's. Bunch of wings. Bunch of beer. Football.
What? There's no other better way to spend your day on a hot summer day.
Go fuck yourself, Justin!